What's good? What's good? We back. Promo Palace vlog 17. This one's called More Than Just Music. Before I get started, I want y'all to take a second to hit that subscribe button in that right-hand corner. If you're on YouTube, that's the bottom right-hand corner. If you're watching this on Facebook, please like the fan page that you're watching it on. If you're on Instagram, watching on Instagram TV, please hit that follow button. Also, this vlog goes to my podcast, which is a sports podcast, Paul Pickett Podcast, which is also available audio format on Spotify, Apple, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and so on. All right, so basically,
more than just music.
More Than Just Music is basically about, it takes more than just music to make it in the music business. What do I mean by that? Why do I say that? Well, if it only took music to make it in the music business, then record labels wouldn't care how many fans you have. They wouldn't care about social media account followers. Are you verified? Streaming numbers or any of that. They wouldn't care about any of that, but they care about all that. So that's what I mean about more than just music. So one aspect is, if you're trying to sign to a label, labels care about everything. They want to know Instagram followers, Facebook likes, Twitter followers, YouTube subscribers. You know, how many people's using your song on TikTok? How many streams on Spotify, Apple? All this. They want to know all your analytics across the board. They don't want to just, you know, see that you pop it in one spot. Because if you pop it in one spot and you're not popping in other spots, then that means it's not carrying over. And you're doing something wrong, because it's, if you're popping on YouTube, you should be popping on Instagram and Twitter. You should be popping on all these platforms. It should carry over. The content should carry over, and you're not doing something right. Another thing is more than just music. Part of artists building a fan base is more than just music. Like, all the content in between the music, like a video of you writing to a beat in the studio. Videos of you maybe recording in the studio, hanging out in the studio, doing whatever. Just visual footage of you doing things, you know, chilling here, chilling there, whatever. That's part of it too. Along with actual pictures of yourself. Flossing, whatever you flossing in your pictures, you know, new jewelry, the cars you rented, the money, whatever, new outfits, all of that goes into the package too, because that's part of imaging. Like, every business has to have a image for its brand. And a face for the brand as well. And the face of the brand kind of carries that image. So imaging is a big part of every business. It, you know, how you look, like, for example, like the rainbow hairs, the purple hair, the green hairs. This is all part about what I'm saying, more than just the music. That's part of the reason why some of these artists blow up. Or they stay relevant, like putting a diamond in your forehead. You know, like, all these things matter, you know, like everything. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just the music, because it's the music video too. You know, it's the live performances. It's the interviews. It's whatever, you know, sponsorships, anything. I mean, it takes more than just music to make it the music business. I know that's crazy, but that's how it is.
Nobody's just
solely making it. Just like, fans ain't totally buying into you just because of your music. Like, you know, fans usually also like the person that the artist is, the character they have, the image of, like, for example, I am a big fan of Kendrick Lamar because I come from a time of 90s hip hop. And he fits that mold. He's not flashy. It's not about him, you know, wearing the most expensive name brand, the nicest cars, the nicest jewelry. It's not about that. It's just about being himself, being humble, and being authentic, and just putting out good music and good content, you know? And that's the thing. I mean, that's why it's more than just music. Some people want their artists to be authentic. They don't want posers. Some people don't like artists that wear skinny jeans. Maybe they like artists that wear baggy jeans because they come from an era of baggy jeans, you know? Like, we typically like artists that are similar to us or how we think, you know? If you know, you're, it, you know, like the drill artists, like they typically, you know, pull a certain kind of crowd. You know, it's like they don't pull fans like me. Fans like me don't become fans of drill artists. We might become fans of one particular song, you know, which is a moment, but we don't become diehard fans of drill artists because it's just, it's not who we are. You know what I'm saying? It's not who we're infatuated with and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So more than just music is everything besides just the music, the content you're posting, you know, the pictures, you know, whatever you post the pictures of, the visual content of whatever you post in visual content of, you know, it's like to be an artist nowadays, you have to turn yourself into a reality TV show. And a reality TV show doesn't just, like, Love and Hip Hop, they don't just talk about making music. And they don't just talk about the hip hop side of it, you know? So that's why I mean we're more than just music. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to focus on other things outside of the music as well, because it's a package deal. You have to promote across the board. You can't, yeah, you could start with one platform like YouTube to build your fan base. But once you master that, then you got to move on to the next. And once you master that, you got to move on to the next, because labels want to see you popping across the board. Across the board, they do. They want to see you popping everywhere. Because, I mean, and why, you know, like anybody should. I mean, if they're going to invest hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars into somebody, you want to make sure it's pretty much a sure thing as much as possible. And investing in artists that have no fan base from the ground up, is it too much guaranteed to be a sure thing? It's most of the artists nowadays are building their fan base themselves. Labels aren't building a fan base for you. And even back then, labels still wasn't going to build your fan base for you. That's the thing. Labels have never been this idea that a label can build every artist's fan base, or that they will, or that they can, the same way as the last artist they work. It doesn't work that way. Because there's more than just music. Once again, it goes involved in this. There's the image. There's the antics. There's, I mean, how, you know, just everything, man. I mean, goes into this. You know, what makes you stand out from the rest is never going to be just solely the music. Because J. Cole and Kendrick don't stand out solely just because they're making better music, in my mind. It's they're authentic to who they are, and they're kind of nostalgic with their music. They come from a certain era. And if you look at everybody else underneath them, they all pretty much sound the same. They all have the same style beats, same style flows. So the originality, the authenticity, the nostalgic feel, that's part of the reason why Kendrick and Cole are where they are. You know what I'm saying? Why their fan base is so, you know, loyal. Why their fan base loves them so much. Because their fan base strictly wants artists like that. And, yeah, you got to make music that fits that sound. But also, as an artist, you know, in that mold, you still got to be authentic to what you're putting out there. You know, it's like if Cole and Kendrick put the music out there and then people realize, oh, they're not even really about this, it doesn't even work, you know. So it's more than just the music to get you. I could keep rambling about this forever, man, because there's just so many things that go into this. And another thing is artists, they caught up in this, artists with no fans are caught up in this mindset of, I have to get paid off of my music right away. That's not how it works. You have to build consumers first. You have to get people to like your product or your service and want them to buy it again. This idea, you're just trying to sell things to people that they don't even know if they like it and they're supposed to just love it. No, man, it doesn't work that way. That's why you go to the grocery store and you see people handing out free hors d'oeuvres, trying to get you to taste it and like it and buy it right there. You give them, so like artists, you still have to use these free streaming sites as well, these free platforms, because everybody ain't trying to pay for your music out the gate. And this idea that you, just because you make music, that everybody's supposed to pay, well, good luck with that, because that's not how you build fans and consumers. The best way you build fans and consumers is you give them a little taste first. And any of you artists rapping about the dope game, you rapping about the dope game and don't understand that, you give them a free piece of dope and you get them to come back more and more and more and more, and you not applying that to music, guess what? You don't know nothing about the dope game. You ain't even been in the dope game. You're not a part of the dope game. And I'm not saying I am, but I know that much. You not watch Wire? Did you not watch The Wire? Every morning, what they give them? Free dope. They give them their little free startup, their little free boost in the morning. And after that, the fiends are coming back more and more and more and more again. That's how you do. You give them a little taste of your music for free. You get them addicted. And then they'll come back for more. But this idea that you're just going to sell them something that might not even really be high quality, might not really be dope, might not really be that crack audio that you say it is. Because no disrespect to artists, but you don't know a hit record when you got one. Because y'all say everything you make is a hit record when it's not. I've dealt with clients that have never made a hit record as far as I'm concerned. And they say everything is a hit that they put out. Okay. But, you know, if that's not came from an opinion of somebody who's actually broke a hit record or been a part of breaking a hit record or part of breaking hit artists or whatever, that doesn't really hold a lot of weight, you know. But, yeah, let me not get off track with this. You know, hit that subscribe button in the bottom right-hand corner if you're on YouTube. You know, go to Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Slacker, iTunes Radio, Deezer. You can get the audio podcast. Also, Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast, and a bunch of links will pop up. But, yeah, artists. Don't think that that all you got to do is make music. No, you have a lot of other things to do. And that also goes along with our vlog that we dropped a while back called Don't Watch Us Work. Your job isn't to just make music. Your job is to do a lot of other things. You got to put out constant visual content, pictures, just video content in between your songs, you know. And to be honest with you, you should be having one good song that you should be pushing, and you should be dropping songs, you know, every 2 weeks. You should be dropping content every 2 weeks. And if you're not dropping songs every 2 weeks, you need to be dropping pictures and visual content daily. You know, that's technically, you should be dropping content daily, visual content daily, and music content, you know, every 2 weeks or every 30 days as an unsigned artist. Because you got to stay consistent, stay putting out content. People got to see you working, man. You know, and then you got to have that one main single you're working while you're steadily putting out other singles. And you got to be putting videos and pictures out in between that. Don't be just posting like quotes on your joint. Like that doesn't, nah, man. Reality TV show content, pictures, videos, songs, pump it out day to day, week to week. And that's part of more than just the music, you know, and your image, how you look, your brand, how you dress, how you carry yourself, your confidence, your swagger, all of that. Everybody doesn't make it the same reasons, and they don't make it on the same platforms. So some people need pink and purple hair to make their music stand out. I'm not saying that some of these guys with messed up, with their little messed up pink and purple rainbow hairs ain't got some good songs out there, you know? I wasn't a big fan of Trippie Redd at first until he did a song with Busta Rhymes, you know? So, and that's how you went over my fan base for all y'all Trippie Redd kind of artists, is you do a song with a cat like Busta Rhymes or Jada Kiss or Benny the Butcher or you know, Freddie Gibbs or whoever. You do an artist with somebody we appreciate, Rick Ross or whoever, you know, Anderson .Paak. I mean, just the list goes on, you know what I'm saying? But more than just music, man, y'all got to stay pumping out content. You got to make sure your image stands out from the rest, something. I mean, you know, it's got to, you know, the odder the better, you know, the weirder the better, the stranger the better, you know. But yeah, y'all got to focus on stuff more than just music, especially in a COVID climate, man. You ain't doing no performances no time soon, up and coming artists, us and artists. Performances come back, they're going to be solely, you know, catered to the major artists. Because show promoters ain't, they making their money off the major artists. They ain't making no money off of no booking no unsigned artists to headline those shows. That could be a show going wrong, especially in a COVID climate. I mean, unsigned artists barely can pack in a venue as it is. Some major artists can't even pack in a venue. So you're not going to tell me unsigned artists are packing in big venues by themselves. Unsigned artists at the most are packing in 100, 200 venues. Maybe 300 or 400. And I ain't talking about independent, like, artists that are touring, like, you know, every single year. I'm talking about unsigned artists that ain't headlining no tour. You know, like show promoters they're not going to be worried about unsigned artists when shows come back. They're going to be worried solely about making money off of the majors. And not to mention, festivals ain't coming back no time soon. South by Southwest is talking about going virtual. What's the A3C going to do? I mean, like, all these festivals are going to have to go, you know, virtual for the time being. So artists have to focus on internet stuff, and internet is all about content. Once again, more than just music, content, pictures, videos, short. I mean, like, you could do behind the scenes music videos, you know, whatever, man. Chilling with the homeboys, whatever, man. Just put out content day to day, man. More than just music to make it. The baby tells you, like, he went to South by Southwest in a diaper for a reason, because it's more than just music. You think everybody wasn't looking at him like, look at this crazy MF walking around at South by Southwest in a diaper? Because I've been to South by Southwest, and the most strange thing I seen was a dog that was bigger than me. And I'm 5'4", and now I'm getting a little chubby. I'm probably about a $150, $155 to sit behind a computer desk too long. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I see a grown man walking around in a diaper, I'm going to be like, what the F? What the? Like, yo, more than just music, man. You know what I'm saying? Advertising is part of getting on. That's more than just music. Marketing is part of this. That's more than just music. Your social media followers, you know, and I don't mean, once again, like last vlog I said, I don't mean the people that just follow you and don't engage. I mean the ones that engage. More than just music. Because what are they engaging with? The content. The content, more than just music, you know? So, yeah, man. I hope I got my point across, man. You know what I'm saying? That y'all got to focus on a lot of other things. And you got to do it all across the board. You got to do it all. And you got to pump it out daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, constantly. You can't stop. Consistently and persistently. That's how advertising works. All right. Anybody that's tuned in, I want to thank y'all once again. Hit that subscribe button in that bottom right-hand corner. Also, this video is going to go to our Instagram TV, Facebook fan page, Twitter. We got the audio version on Spotify, Apple, whatnot. Google us, Paul Pickett Podcast, and you can see the vlogs and my podcast all in one, sports and music together. Don't forget to check out my websites, promopalace.biz. You see in the back, Promopalace LLC, online marketing promotions. Down below here, we got IndieCastle.net. That's from when we do our IndieCastle footage. Also, check out planetplaylist.com if you want to submit to any of my playlists or other playlisters' playlists that we have on our site. Also, go to newlitter.com, New Litter Apparel. We got more t-shirts coming on the way soon. New designs. It is for all you dog-based lovers or you animal rights activist lovers. Or, you know, we're probably going to start doing cats too, since cats have litters too. Soon here. So for you cat lovers, you know, jump on board as well. We'll have the cat ones for you soon. My name is Paul Pickett. Once again, I own Promo Palace LLC, IndieCastle.net, Paul Pickett Podcast, New Litter Apparel, and PlanetPlaylist.com. And I want to thank y'all for tuning in once again. This was vlog 17. More than just music. And I'm out. Peace.